This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Union Cabinet chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi has approved 8 multi-tracking projects of the Railways Ministry at a total estimated cost of more than 20,700 crore rupees. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnav gave details of the decisions taken by the Union Cabinet during a media briefing in New Delhi today. Mr. Vaishnav said the Cabinet has approved 5 multi-tracking projects covering 17 districts across Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka and Telangana. Mr. Vaishnav said the government has also approved 3 multi-tracking railway projects at a total estimated cost of more than 10,700 crore rupees. These projects will cover 14 districts across West Bengal, Jharkhand, Odisha, Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh and will add up to 656 kilometers to the existing railway network. The minister further informed that the government has decided to undertake 4 laning and quadrupling of all 7 high-density railway corridors. In reply to a question on Mumbai-Ahmedabad bullet train project, Information and Broadcasting Minister informed that the bullet train service will commence next year.
Bullet train ka inauguration 2027 mein fix hai.
The inauguration of the bullet train is scheduled for 2027, with construction work progressing at a very rapid pace. Initially, the plan was to open a 50-kilometer section between Surat and Bilimura. However, this has now been extended to a 100-kilometer section from Surat to Vapi, which is scheduled to be opened in 2027. Construction work is expected to be completed by around December. At the same time, work on the bullet train itself is also progressing rapidly. The first coach for testing was completed and made ready last week, and the train is expected to be brought onto the tracks for testing by May or June next year.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that today's cabinet decision ensures faster passenger movement, stronger connectivity and additional freight capacity. In a social media post, Mr. Modi highlighted that the 5 railway projects worth over 10,000 crore rupees will foster better rail connectivity in South India and also benefit lakhs of people. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh called on President of Sri Lanka Anuradha Kumaradesanayake in Colombo today and discussed the entire spectrum of the multifaceted partnership between the two countries. During the meeting, the two sides reaffirmed their commitment to work together for development of both nations while working jointly to ensure the safety, security, peace and prosperity of the region. During the meeting, President Desanayake reiterated that Sri Lanka would never allow its territory to be used for any activities inimical to India's security interests. The Union Minister of Women and Child Development launched the 9th National Nutrition Month at Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh today. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, along with Union Minister for Women and Child Development, Annapurna Devi, inaugurated the program. Speaking on the occasion, the Union Minister said, through the 9th National Nutrition Month, the government reiterates its commitment to a well-nourished and empowered India. The BJP will launch a month-long Seva Sankalp Abhiyan from the 17th of this month to mark Prime Minister Narendra Modi's birthday and the completion of 25 years of his public life. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, BJP President Nitin Naveen said that Prime Minister Modi will begin his tenure as the Chief Minister of Gujarat in 2001. Mr. Naveen said that over the past 25 years, Prime Minister Modi has steadfastly continued his journey of service guided by the mantra from public service to national service. Ahead of the BRICS Leaders Summit to be held in New Delhi later this week, the final BRICS Finance Ministers and Central Bank Governors meeting is taking place in Mumbai. Previously, the Finance Ministers and Governors had met in Jaipur last month. In Balochistan, 2 more people have been subjected to enforced disappearance by Pakistani forces, highlighting continued concerns over disappearances of Baloch people and the lack of information available to affected families. The family alleged that personnel associated with Pakistan's Inter-Services Intelligence, ISI, and Counter-Terrorism Department, CTD, were involved in his disappearance. India ended the campaign at Stage 3 of the World Archery Para Series in Ahmedabad on a high note, winning 2 gold and 4 bronze medals on the final day today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.